Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of your favorite cocktail creations.
We're so excited to feature a very special cocktail in honor of this week's very saucy guest, the Pizza Anytime Drink from Epicurious.com. This cocktail is a pizza bagel and Bloody Mary riff, which is truly the perfect infusion of everything bagel spice into vodka to give you just the right amount of garlicky sesame bite, but without overdoing it. To make the Pizza Anytime cocktail, you'll need 1 tablespoon of everything bagel spice mix, 2 ounces of your favorite vodka, 4 ounces of marinara sauce, 3/4 ounces of fresh lemon juice, 1/8 teaspoon of hot sauce, 1 lemon wedge, Parmesan salt, and your favorite pork pepperoni slice and lemon wedge for garnish. In a glass or small bowl, combine the everything bagel spice and the vodka. Let sit for 10 minutes to infuse, then strain the vodka through a fine mesh strainer into a shaker. Add your favorite marinara sauce, lemon juice, and hot sauce. Shake briefly without ice to combine. Use a lemon wedge to moisten the rim of a tall glass and then dip into the Parmesan salt to coat the rim. Fill the glass with ice and pour in the contents of the shaker. Garnish with a pepperoni slice and lemon wedge on a pick and sprinkle some of your favorite everything bagel seasoning over the top.
Welcome back. Ioana and I are so excited to take a literal deep dive into the history of Chicago deep dish and our famous Chicago thin crust pizza with Paisano's Pizza and Pasta. A Chicago classic, deep dish was created to make a meal out of pizza, which I didn't know, and it has historically had been eaten just as a snack. And if you've ever had Chicago-style deep dish, you know that deep dish definitely is not just a snack, and really thin crust is not just a snack either. It is hefty. Opened in 1991 by Rudy Malnati Jr., Paisano's has become a staple deep disher, and more importantly, because Ioana, me, and my mom are thin crust lovers, their thin crust is uber famous, and it is even Oprah's favorite thin crust pizza. Holly Malnati from Paisano's is here to tell us about the brand and some of the family history, as well as walk us through this thick with 2 C's pizza that we've all come to love in Chicago and around the world. Holly, welcome to Sip With Me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So excited. Ioana and I are big foodies, and
we
love pizza. Yeah, and we really love pizza. It's like 9 out of 10 times we hang out, we end up getting pizza. So first off, tell us who you are. Give us a little intro. And then just tell us, you know, generally about Paisano's. If people aren't familiar with like what you serve, what you're famous for, tell us that. And then after that, we'll kind of dive into the history.
Sure. So my name is Holly Malnati, as you mentioned. I am our director of communications, but I wear many hats within the organization because my dad, Rudy Malnati Jr., is the founder and the creator of Paisano's Pizza and Pasta. Like you mentioned, he opened up the restaurant in the 90s and is one of the few left that are derived from the original deep dish recipe that came from Pizzeria Uno back in the 40s. Mm-hmm. So that is kind of where things started off with us, but it's kind of been this pipeline from my grandpa all the way down to me. My mom is now the owner of the business, and I am starting to get my feet wet, which has been a very exciting but overwhelming process.
I'm sure you can I can imagine.
But it has been so exciting and so amazing to see, you know, what my dad started from the ground up. And, you know, it's obviously been a family affair. So it's been awesome. We are definitely known for our deep dish, but also known for our thin crust, which you touched on a little bit. Deep dish was kind of what brought our name to the Chicago, you know, food scene, but we have definitely made our mark with thin crust as well, being featured on the Oprah show, mentioning that it was her favorite. We've also been seen on the Ellen show, you know. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so there is a lot of family history. You scratched the surface, and Ioana and I went down a rabbit hole. Like, there's so much history. It's like there's literally a book worth. So clarify for us and tell us. I think that this story is totally fascinating because it's not only is it like true history, but it's like true Chicago history. So just walk us through, you know, you mentioned like original recipes, pipeline. Take us all the way back. Like, how did this first start? And then walk us through some of the history about, you know, different iterations, when there were like milestones, and kind of how your family has evolved to what Paisanos is today.
Sure. Yes, there is a lot that comes with deep dish history. I feel like it is one of those things where there's been lots of variations of the story. You know, everyone wants a piece of the deep dish history, for lack of a better word, I should say. But yes, it really did start on the corner of Ohio and Wabash at Pizzeria Uno. It started as a bar and it got busted as a bar. And they ended up wanting to revamp it as a restaurant and not really sure what they wanted to serve, what they wanted to be known for. Some names that have been mentioned with the history are obviously Ike Sewell and Rick Ricardo, but they needed some Italian roots. So that's where my grandpa kind of comes in and was definitely one of the key players with the creation of Deep Dish Pizza. Jeff Ruby came out with a book called Everybody Loves Pizza. This was really our first true nod and acknowledgement of my grandpa's involvement, which was huge for us. Since then, you know, he has been known as a key player, but yeah, it started off as this unique recipe of exactly what you mentioned. Pizza had been known as more of a snack and not really something as hearty as what we know deep dish should be now, with, you know, needing a knife and fork to really dig into such a hearty meal. But yeah, that was kind of the start of it all. And from there, it kind of snowballed into this major Chicago effect. Obviously, with a last name like Malnati, it's often brought to my attention, you know, what's the correlation? Because there's a very famous pizza restaurant with that name attached, Lou Malnati's, of course. So Lou is actually my dad's brother. They are half brothers and shared Rudy Malnati Sr. as a father. Lou's came first because Lou was about 20 years older than my dad. So in the 70s, you see the start of Lou Malnati's, and obviously it has skyrocketed into the pizza dynasty that it is today. And then shortly after, starting in the 90s, my dad opened up Paisanos. And yeah, that's kind of where things kicked off for my immediate family side of things. My dad grew up around the restaurants. You know, it's hard not to when your family's in the industry. And since then, you know, right now we have four locations, and we've kind of maintained and upheld this original family recipe. There's obviously been many variations done, but we really try to hold true to that original recipe that you could find back in the 40s.
It makes so I feel like it makes so much more sense now.
It's such a fun story to share. I've grown up, you know, being from Chicago, you always get, you know, what's the correlation? And it is such a rich history, so it's always super fun to share.
And you mentioned the original recipe. Describe a little bit like what you all are known for and like what your kind of flavor, taste, texture profile is and what kind of sets you apart.
Sure. Yeah. It is a very unique taste and also a very unique look. You can kind of see in the background there that our deep dish, it started off being created in a pan. So sometimes that is why people refer to it as pan style pizza. It has a thicker crust that kind of goes up the edges and gets a little bit of that caramelization and heartier crust that you're. It's less of a doughy crust in the sense of it's not like biting into a piece of bread. It has more of that flake butteriness that it's associated with. And then it has the cheese and the sauce flipped. So as you can see, again, the cheese is underneath the sauce. So the sauce is kind of the main event, the thing that takes, you know, the star role of the pizza, what you can see. But yeah, that's kind of the difference, I would say. But yeah, it's derived from that original recipe with the more cracker. It's not really a cracker crust. It's almost like a flaky, buttery crust that you yeah. are going to see with that deep dish.
Yeah, that was perfect. That was like a commercial. I can taste it. I can feel it right now in my mouth.
For our listeners who haven't had your pizza, describe kind of some of the different pizza options that they can get. And then I know there's also other food options that you guys have as well. So if you can kind of touch on just the menu as a whole and how you kind of have evolved from the beginning to opening to now and how it's kind of changed as well.
Sure. So our menu features two different styles of pizza, the deep dish that you heard me talk about a little bit before. And we also feature a thick crust, which is derived from the same dough. And I would love to take a second to mention. So when we opened up Paisanos in the 90s, the one person that we needed to bring along with us was my grandma.
Ah, yes. I read about this.
Yes. So if we're talking about our menu, it is so important to mention her because she comes up by name, but also, you know, we wouldn't be our pizza without her. She started making the dough right when we opened and basically, you know, would be in the kitchen making the dough from hand, you know, every single day, everything we needed to keep these restaurants afloat. And that dough was used for both our thin crust and our deep dish. So that was super important. And she passed away in 2019, but to keep her legacy alive, she actually taught two people within our organization how to make the dough. And those are the only two people that know how to make it in our organization. Wow. My mom doesn't know the recipe. I was the third person to be taught the recipe. So I had it, but I have never executed it. So I don't know if I would trust myself as much as I trust them. But that is really, you know, when you talk about menu, that is the one thing I think that's so important is our quality control and the real hands-on experience you get from our kitchen staff. I mean, they are just phenomenal. I've had the opportunity to work alongside them being here for the past year and a half. They're just outstanding. Our pizza, like I mentioned, is definitely what we're known for. People travel all over the world. Travel from all over the world to come and visit us. But, you know, it doesn't stop there. Our sauces that we prepare are homemade for our pastas. You know, everything has a true Italian feel that we are a local pizza place in the sense that there's that rich history there, but we don't stop there. We are a true, you know, Italian restaurant that feels like your neighborhood Italian place.
I was going to ask kind of what's the vibe of your stores and kind of how they fit into where they are in Chicago.
Sure. I mean, I think the cool thing about our restaurants is each one has a different feel. We have our original location over in the heart of the Gold Coast on State Street. And that truly feels like a neighborhood Italian pizza place. It's tiny compared to the other restaurants and really has that same feel that it did when it opened in the 90s. And then we have two other dine-in locations. We have our Madison Street location, which is located just a block off of Millennium Park, right by the Bean. And that feels a little bit newer in the sense that it was our second dine-in location that we have. But it still has that charm to it. I think all of them, you know, the walls are covered in sports memorabilia, old Chicago memorabilia. It kind of transports you to this place that I have never been anywhere quite like our restaurants in the sense that it's just so history enriched in different aspects of history. You know, you got old Cubs stuff, you've got, you know, Blackhawks, everything Chicago, you're going to find it in our restaurants. And I think the key thing that really holds it all together is all of that memorabilia and the homage and the respect of where everything came from. And then obviously we have our Christmas lights. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but
yes.
Those stay up year round. People often ask, they are like, you know, are you guys decorated for Christmas? I'm like, nope, these stay up year round. People know when we're decorated for Christmas because we go that much further with it. But that is one thing that my grandma was always super adamant about is the Christmas lights just add that, you know, yes. You feel like you're at home. It's a neighborhood yes. feel.
My Christmas tree is up 3 feet from me right now, and it's going to stay up. It might just stay up forever.
Why not? It's the best holiday.
Exactly. Awesome. And then you kind of touched on, you know, the history of being a part of Chicago and, you know, paying homage to all of those roots. For you, what does it mean to be such a staple in a city that is so well known, not only for food and beverage, but specifically pizza, to take a large role in that? What does it mean to you personally?
Sure. Honestly, I feel like it's changed a lot. I mean, I grew up around the restaurants just by association. It was my dad's, you know, business. That's what I knew. And I obviously had such an immense respect and, you know, love for what my dad did and his passion behind it. But since joining the team, I think that has just escalated to a level that I never really saw coming. My dad actually passed away in December of 2021. And it has been quite a learning experience for both me and my mom to really, you know, want to pay it forward and have everyone understand this legacy that he's built from the ground up. I mean, it comes with a huge, I don't want to say burden because it's a privilege to be able to, you know, honor my dad, but making sure that we keep that legacy alive and also its integrity is so important to my mm-hmm. family. I think that's really what it comes down to. But also too, like the amount of people that I've encountered just in a year and a half has been tremendous. I mean, it's just so overwhelming how many traditions we've been able to be a part of. You know, people have implemented us into their holidays, their events. People come back annually. I think that's just so important to see. And I love being a part of people's memories and traditions that they form with their families.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, I'm sorry for both of your losses. But I lost my grandma a year and a half ago. And, you know, she, every year we made Christmas cookies together, and she passed down a couple like secret recipes. So, and that's just internal to the family. So I can only imagine, you know, you said it's a privilege, but it is still, it must be so heavy to feel like you want to honor that and execute it and keep it going. So I have major respect for what you're doing, with your mom. I think that's really Thank awesome. You. Not only for your family, but for Chicago as well. So
Thank
yeah,
you.
That's awesome. Our last formal question, obviously we're already a month into 2024, which is crazy. Spring and summer are blessedly right around the corner. But just talk a little bit about, you know, the rest of the year and looking into the future for Paisanos. What do you all see in terms of growth, new products, anything exciting, anything new that you and your mom want to try, anything that you want to shout out that you're looking forward to?
Sure. Honestly, I think for us, everything has been so new to us. I mean, like I mentioned, this has really been a learning opportunity for the both of us. And I mean, I feel like this is really starting to be new normal for us. I mean, we've gone as a nation, as a world, we've gone through so many changes since, you know, 2020, and getting back to what normal felt like before that, I think but we've had the opportunity to stabilize in the past 2 years, which has been huge for us. And I think, you know, looking into the future, we have a lot of time to really play with some things. I mean, I'm 23 and my dad put in over 30 years into the business. So I can't even imagine where I'll be at when I get up to those numbers of years of commitment to the business. So I think that's really exciting. I don't really know what's in store. I think that's what's so fun about the restaurant industry. Like we see with everything, you know, trends come with food just as much as they do with pop culture. So it's, you know, we love to feed into that, but we also really do like to keep our roots. But there's lots of room to play with different things. I mean, we're coming up on the month of February. So we will have our heart-shaped pizzas, yes, which is always fun to incorporate for Valentine's Day. But yeah, we've had the opportunity to do some really fun things in the past. I'd love to bring some of those things back. We have done Lollapalooza in the years past, and that's something that I'm reaching to go back towards just because it is such a Chicago staple in the sense of like, everyone knows when Lollapalooza is in town. So I'd love to get back into some of those things. You know, we've been doing some larger events. We just did a private party for Marquette University. That was really fun, you know, fun pizza party with basketball, you know, great combo. But yeah, that's really what I'm most looking forward to. I don't really have anything new to announce or anything, but I think that's what's so exciting is that we have, you know, the opportunity to really explore some fun things in the future.
That's awesome. I can't believe you're only 23.
I know.
That's
when
so
I heard that,
slay. Oh my God.
What were we doing at 23?
Power. That's amazing. Oh, I love that. Yeah, that is. I feel like there has been a, you know, there was so much chaos and everything moved so fast. And then, you know, it is, there's been a, like a breathing period, but during that breathing period, I feel like everybody still is like looking over their shoulder, like, when is the chaos gonna like return? And there's gonna be another hurricane of everything. But I think maybe now entering this year, there is that maybe, oh, it's like, maybe there is a little bit of stability and calm and we can start to recenter and regroup and look towards the future. So
yeah, I think as an organization, we really had to take some time to, you know, stabilize for outside factors internally. Obviously, we had a huge loss. I mean, just stabilizing in general is such a comforting feeling. And I think before you can decide to pursue anything new, just our whole thing is our roots and making sure that those are implemented is the hugest thing for us, I think.
That's awesome. An exciting future ahead for you and Pisanos. All right. We end every episode with a round of rapid fire. We have six questions for you, and we know you're going to do so well. Ioana, do you want to start?
Yes. Okay. Favorite pizza topping?
Ooh, I could get in trouble for this, but I do like Hawaiian pizza.
Oh,
I didn't expect
controversy.
That.
That's going to be on WGN.
My grandma's
ABC.
Shaking her head. I know. But I do like Hawaiian pizza.
Ooh, interesting. Okay. I like it. All right. For your deep dish specifically, are you a light sauce person or extra heavy sauce?
Ooh, bring on the sauce.
Yes. Okay. Awesome.
Our flavors are so rich. I'm like, just keep them coming.
Yes. Like I want a slice of deep dish and then I want like a jar of sauce on the side that I can pour on top of it.
100%.
Okay. If you had to choose, would you choose an edge piece or center piece?
Ooh, I think I would choose an edge piece. Our crust is just so good, especially on our thin crust with the caramelization. Like, so good.
Yes. Same. All right. I think I know the answer to this one because you've mentioned the caramelization a couple of times, but I could be wrong. Are you a lightly cooked crust person or a dark brown crispy crust person?
Ooh. I feel like I have to say crispy.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pressure now to say that.
Okay. One thing people don't know about Pisanos.
Ooh. I have to think about that one. I think what people may not know about us is just how small of a business we actually are. You know, our daily operations consists of a corporate team of me, my mom, and our amazing director of operations, Chris Spitzer. And I think that sometimes people assume we're a chain. But really at the end of the day, we are a group of four restaurants that are family owned that, that's really who we are deep down.
Yeah. And I feel like there could be that misconception because I think the brand is so recognizable, and a lot of people know it and then just assume it's like a big chain. So that's awesome. All right. Last question. We are a cocktail hour themed podcast. So you can answer with an alcoholic drink or a non-alcoholic drink, but what is your favorite beverage to have with a slice of pizza?
Ooh. I feel like I'm a Diet Coke girly. I feel like
Yes.
pizza's gotta be a Coke
Yes.
or Diet Coke.
I don't know why, but I like felt like you were gonna say that. And we are
I
big
love a
D.C. people.
cocktail, but I feel like pizza is so
No.
filling that, like,
You need
as
soda
just
with a
the Coke,
pizza.
like, it's,
Oh yeah.
yeah, it
Oh my
stands
God.
on its own.
Yep. Every bite of pizza followed up by a sip of Diet Coke. There's nothing like
Yes,
it.
100%.
I love that. All right. So tell everyone where they can find you guys online and on social, and then also where your locations are and where they can get pizza.
Yeah, so you can find us on socials at Paisanos Pizza Chai on Instagram, and then our Facebook is just associated with our name, Paisanos Pizza and Pasta. We are new to the TikTok game, so that is the same handle as our Instagram. That is something we're trying out. And then if you want to come visit us, we have four different locations throughout the Chicagoland area. We have one on State Street that I mentioned, heart of the Gold Coast, one on Madison in the Loop, and then our South Loop location across from Wintrust Arena on Indiana Avenue. And if you need carry out or delivery, we're also located on Dearborn, kind of over by our State Street location.
Awesome. Yay,
Yeah.
Holly. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
very much for coming on. We will definitely be in the shop soon to have some pizza and
Yes.
some Diet Cokes, of course.
Yes, please come see us.
And
Thank
a very happy new year to you and your family.
you.
And we'll have to check in again in the future and see what you guys are slicing up.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow our podcasting adventures on Instagram @sipwithme_.